Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 12th comes from Leviticus 16. After a lengthy discussion about cleanness in Israel over the last several chapters, the focus in Leviticus 16 returns to priestly ministry. In fact, to the highest ministry entrusted to the priests, the Day of Atonement. On this day, once every year, the high priest, originally Aaron, would cleanse the tabernacle and the people of Israel from the defilements of Israel's uncleannesses and sins. To begin, the high priest bathed in water and then dressed in only a coat and undergarment, a sash and a turban, all of linen, according to Leviticus 16, verse 4. These were not the normal high priestly garments as described in Exodus 28, which would have been beautiful and colorful, so that he looked like a king. Rather, as Gordon Wenham observes, on the Day of Atonement, he looked more like a slave. Before he could seek atonement for the nation of Israel, the high priest first had to atone for his own sins, offering a bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering in Leviticus 16, verse 3 and 6, then sprinkling the blood of that bull in front of the mercy seat inside the veil, according to Leviticus 16, verse 14. To atone for the sins of the people, the high priest would then take two goats from the congregation of the people and cast lots, and one goat would be offered for the Lord as a sin offering, but the other goat would be sent away into the wilderness to Azazel in Leviticus 16 verses 7 through 10, that is, as a scapegoat. The high priest slaughtered the first goat as a sin offering and then took its blood back inside the veil, sprinkling it over the mercy seat and in front of it, making atonement for the holy place to purify it from the uncleanness of Israel, as described in Leviticus 16, verse 16 through 19. After cleansing the tabernacle with the blood of the goat sin offering, Aaron would then lay his hands on the scapegoat, confessing over it the sins of Israel. When he was done, another man would lead that goat out into the wilderness, so that the goat carried away with it the sins of Israel. In this way, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would make atonement for both the tabernacle and the people of Israel, so that Yahweh could continue to dwell in the midst of Israel. And for passages like this, it isn't hard to see the connection to the ministry of Jesus in the New Testament. Jesus was stripped of his royal garments to be executed like a slave, according to Luke 23, verse 11 and 34. He was led outside Jerusalem to carry upon himself the sins of Israel like a scapegoat, as we read in Hebrews 13, verse 12. He shed his blood as the perfect sin offering for his people, according to Hebrews 10, verses 11 through 14. And he thereby opened the way to the holy place inside the veil to his people forever, according to Matthew 27, verse 51, and Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 20. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.